It's Whiplash on Southern California's rock station, 95.5 KLOS. It's Full Battle Jackie on the show with us this week, Evanescence singer Amy Lee. How are you?
I'm good. Thank you. How are you?
Doing okay, you know, considering. Glad to have you on the Yeah, exactly. Glad to have you on the show. We're here to talk about the long-awaited new Evanescence album, The Bitter Truth. And Amy, being a musician, you've got an outlet to express your feelings, especially so with the new album, The Bitter Truth. How would you alleviate yourself without music as an emotional release?
Oh, man, that's a really great question because it does so much for me. I can get that release from my own music, but also from listening to other people's music, you know? I think that's something that music does for all of us, just finding some place where you can just, whatever it is, scream at the top of your lungs and feel like some other human in the universe has felt what you're feeling, or to write out your own thoughts, you know, and find a way to channel it and turn it into something that you love. That, for me, has been the saving grace of this really, really difficult year, is having something, some little thing that I can control, honestly. There's so much that's just totally out of control. It's impossible to make plans. But through music, you know, I can just kind of go into my little world and pour all that stuff into it and make something that I, you know, that we love and believe in and can look forward to. I don't know what else I would do. I have no other, I'd probably just be listening to other people's music. Yeah, that's it.
Amy Lee with us on the show this week. We'll check out a new Evanescence track this hour. Plus, we'll get to music from Soundgarden. By the way, the 20th anniversary edition of Pantera's final record, Reinventing the Steel, came out a few weeks ago. I've got a 3-disc set in a digipack with fold-out that I want to give away. So go to the Whiplash page at 95.5KLOS.com now to enter. More with Amy Lee after this. It's Whiplash on 95.5KLOS. It's Full Battle Jackie. Evanescence singer Amy Lee is my guest on the show this week. Again, we're talking about the long-awaited new Evanescence album, The Bitter Truth. Time and experience, Amy, and maturity will develop a musician to be capable of new and different things. What aspects of The Bitter Truth could not have been done years ago, and why?
Oh, wow. I always try to challenge myself every time. To be more honest and be more raw and be more open and be more vulnerable in the words that I'm writing. It feels better the more that I open up and let that happen. But that's been something I've strived for from the beginning. I feel in a way that that's happening now more than ever before. Perspective is huge. I've been through a lot as a human. This band has been through a lot as a band over all these years. To be here now and to recognize, you know, what it means to be here now. I've had a lot of losses in my life. I've had a son. I'm a mom now. A lot of things have happened since the last time we put out an album. So there's a lot to say. There's a lot happening in the world, too. I feel a different kind of strength and confidence after just having made it to this point. There's a little bit of a new element of, you know, just not giving a f-. I guess you're going to have to bleep me, but you kind of get to a point after a certain point where it's just like enough is enough and life is too short to hold things back anymore. So perspective has been good for that. It's also good to just for knowing what to appreciate, knowing what things in your life are worth fighting for, you know, being able to see how tough it can be and how wonderful it can be. And living in the moment is hugely important. I feel all of that in this moment just through the perspective and overcoming a lot of challenges.
Amy Lee of Evanescence with us. Let's check out a new tune from Evanescence, Use My Voice, Whiplash on KLOS. It's Whiplash on KLOS. It's Full Metal Jackie. Amy Lee of Evanescence on the show with us this week. Again, we're talking about The Bitter Truth. Amy, music is typically interactive and collaborative. What was the biggest challenge about maintaining that connection while finishing an album during a pandemic?
We've had to think outside the box. This is true for, I think, almost every band right now. It's something that we really need to make music and to be able to do what we love in this time where we're left with so much free time. But it's something that's way harder because we can't be together. We have just had to kind of go moment to moment with what's possible and use the resources available to us. We spent a lot of time at the top of the lockdown just kind of in our own corners writing music and then sharing with each other, you know, over the distance. Just like, hey, check out this idea I had, and then somebody else sort of makes a play on that and sends it back to sort of postal service style, which isn't completely new for us. I've done that before. I like to work by myself initially, but I definitely got to a point where it's like, okay, this is kind of as far as we can get all by ourselves. Like, we're gonna have to get together sometime. And then, yeah, when we did finally get back together to, you know, record the next part of the album a couple months ago, it was like everybody taking COVID tests and, you know, hiring buses to bring people because nobody was getting on a plane, and just having a really small group, just really us and the producer and one engineer, like just at the studio and doing nothing else and going nowhere, which, you know, on one hand it kind of sounds bad, but at the same time there was a lot of joy in it because we appreciated that it was so special that we were able to get back together and how precious that was. And it sort of made for this new urgency in the music. But as far as release and the whole thing, like we have done it differently this time. It feels good to be able to know that you don't have to stick to the same methods and rules. We've been just releasing a song at a time instead of waiting and releasing the album at once this time. And that's been nice because it's given us and our fans, I think, something to celebrate together every couple of months.
Amy Lee with us. It's Full Metal Jacket. Join me again tomorrow night for more with Amy, chatting about the latest Evanescence record, The Bitter Truth. And thanks for hanging with me for another edition of the show. Again, I'm here every Monday and Tuesday night at midnight. You can hit me up on Twitter and Instagram at Full Metal Jacket. Facebook is Full Metal Jacket 666. And you can check out the Whiplash page at 95.5KLOS.com for upcoming guests, podcasts of every interview I've done on the show, contests, and more. I'm giving away a 3-disc set of Pantera's final record, the 20th anniversary edition of Reinventing the Steel. So enter for that now. Leaving you off tonight with Breaking Benjamin. See ya. It's Whiplash on Southern California's rock station, 95.5KLOS. It's Full Metal Jacket. Evanescence singer Amy Lee with us this week. We're talking about the new Evanescence album, The Bitter Truth. Recently, your new single, Use My Voice, was promoting voter participation. Amy, what changes about the way you perceive your songs when they're heard in a different context?
Well, quite honestly, that song, it sums up a lot of things for me, like a lot of battles I've fought in my life and things that have inspired me in that sort of fight the power kind of way. But it really is about what's going on in our country right now. And that's something for me that feels like a little bit of a challenge and a step forward for me that I'm proud of, to take a stand in this moment where it's never felt so important in my lifetime that everybody vote, and I myself vote. And I, you know, am not some political anything. I've never actually spoken politically ever before. My focus has always been on art and music. But this is something that is bigger, and we need to all stand together and be represented, you know, by our country. So I'm very proud to do that. It is cool when, you know, music can take on different forms and different meanings in new situations. And I have felt that a lot about some of our older music lately. We put together this like live stream thing to help, you know, promote the voting. We've been telling people to register to vote and check in with headcount over the course of the last couple months with Use My Voice. And if they do that, then they get to, you know, see a live stream. And as we were going through, you know, what songs we want to play for that, we were going down the list of some older songs and listening to the lyrics of songs that are more than 10 years old. We were all kind of laughing at how much they apply and take on a new meaning in this time. There's a lot to fight for. There's a lot to fight against, you know, and that's not new for us in general, but it's really relevant in this time. That's for sure.
Amy Lee of Evanescence with us. She's going to be picking music here in a bit. For now, Stained. It's a Whiplash on KLOS. It's Whiplash on 95.5 KLOS. It's Full Metal Jacket. Amy Lee of Evanescence with us on the show this week. Amy, musician, singer, lyricist, performer, all words that describe aspects of what you do. Which one comes closest to describing who you are?
That's really hard. I am at a place now where I feel at home doing all those things. But when I was starting out, the performing part was really hard and I didn't feel really comfortable. I felt like a faker. I felt like a poser. I felt like I was trying to say I'm good enough to stand up here on the stage, but really inside I didn't feel like that. And part of that was just being really young. You know, when you're fresh out of high school, it's, I don't know, maybe not for everybody, but it was hard for me to stand up in front of a bunch of people and just bare my heart and my lyrics that, you know, have always been kind of like journal writing for me. So I feel like a performer now, but it definitely took years to get there. I think, in a lot of ways, the most at home in that creation time, you know, when it comes to just sitting at the piano by myself or just being in front of my computer messing with sounds until something comes out, words come out. Just that whole diving into music and loving music and engaging in music in that sort of secret way, I feel the most like connected there, I guess.
Amy Lee with us. Amy, thank you so much for being on the show. Stay safe and good luck with this new record.
Thank you. And thanks for having me. And you stay safe, too.
And thanks for hanging for another edition of the show. Again, you can find me right here on KLOS every Monday and Tuesday night at midnight. Hit me up on Twitter and Instagram at Full Metal Jackie. And of course, check out the Whiplash page at 95.5KLOS.com. Leaving you off with DRI this evening. See ya.